E-radio, l'invité de la rédaction.
Lowering the voting age to 16, promoting and setting up local and regional youth councils in which young people can get involved in the local democratic decision making. These are the types of topics that were discussed in Mons, Belgium, during the 10th European Summit of Regions and Cities. Moreover, the city of Ghent in the north of Belgium has been elected European Youth Capital for 2024. To discuss this topic today, EU Radio received Céline de Koninck. Thank you to be here with us today. So you are project leader of Ghent European Youth Capital. To begin, why do you think Ghent has been chosen as European Youth Capital for 2024?
Yeah, I think there are two ways of becoming a European Youth Capital. Or one is you are really striving to implement a youth council, a youth strategy, and you need the title as a sort of impulse, a catalyst for that energy. And I think second is. Is the title as a way to really evaluate the structures that you've already set up and try to see if you can maybe push them in another direction or give impulses to networks that already exist. And I think we are the second case. So we want to build trust between policymakers, the city as an institution, and civilians, young people. But also create networks between young people so they are better organized, certainly in formal education or in free time, to voice their vision. So that's what we are aiming to do in different communities all over the city.
And how do you manage to do that, to connect young people and politics, European politics?
For example, one of the projects that we've set up with the City Youth Service is the Great Debate, and it's a whole trajectory with first-time voters for the European elections, because we can vote in Belgium from 16 years on. 750 young people from all different schools and school systems, from newcomers, young people with a disability, to young people in scouts or this or that, where we organize a two-day workshop. First, they get an expert to give them a bath almost on a certain theme, for example, mental well-being or money or the city of the future or living together. And then the next day, they get a cultural workshop through which they learn to voice their own opinion. And then during the process, that leads up to a big debate with 750 young people between the classes themselves, and that leads up towards a debate with the presidents of the Flemish political parties to really voice the vision and the opinion and the questions of young people throughout the process to policymakers. So I think that's the biggest project that we're doing in connecting those two worlds.
Do you think it works? Because sometimes we can hear that young people are not interested in politics, especially in European politics.
Well, I think that there's different meanings in the word politics, because politics is life. We are talking about education, about work, about poverty, about housing situation. Everybody is concerned with that. I think when it comes to the institution of Europe, I think we have to learn some lessons there to really integrate how Europe, but not only Europe, also your local situation, how politics work and implement it in our formal education. So I think we have some steps to take. But I experience that in connecting those young people to politicians and policymakers, and we can create a dialogue, I strongly believe, and I see that trust is building up. So let's do more of those projects and try to enhance the energy and the concerns of young people that are already there.
And maybe working on this question in cities at a local level can show young people that they are actually concerned, and Europe can have a real impact on their everyday lives.
Yeah, indeed. And I think somebody called it the Brussels bubble today. I loved it. I've never heard the expression because it's true. We are so close to Brussels as the city of Ghent, but still Europe feels very far. But through that project and also through European Youth Capital as a way to set up exchanges of young people, of youth organizations, it's really a means to build a European network and build and bring Europe a little bit closer. So not only in the great debate, but in every aspect of the project, you feel Europe simmering through it. And I believe that a lot more people are seeing the possibilities of the European level.
To go back to Ghent, European Youth Capital, what are the priorities for this year?
Well, we are focusing on three clustered themes: engage, empower, and care. Engage is about active citizenship, volunteer work, using your voice. Empower is about public space, but also about mental space, giving mental space in a debate or in decision making to young people. And care is about climate, mental well-being, very important to young people at this time. But also poverty, diversity, and with each clustered theme, we are setting up different projects that work on the defined needs, and I mean defined with youth organizations, defined with a youth or with the youth council, in trying to see if we can change a little bit. We are not going to solve the problems, but maybe we can have like a small impact or a big impact, and maybe change the way we think or we look at it, and try and experiment new ways of solving old problems.
And as you said previously, here in Belgium, since December 2023, people can vote from 16 years old. For Belgium, it can be a mean to encourage young people to vote at the European election in June. Do you think that today young people have a real political awareness?
I think the debate is really going on between young people. I think they feel that something is changing and they are being heard, and they can, as I said earlier, voice their opinion or let their vote count. So I think it triggers the debate between young people, where they should vote for, what they believe in, and if we enhance that way of thinking and trying to find each other and debating and discussing about it, we're already building Europe, even though people... even though the voting can be implemented in a lot more countries, or people don't at this point feel the urge to vote, it starts up a debate, and that's already a big case. You know, and I think we need to build a tradition on going to vote from 16 years on. And I think it would be far more interesting if we implemented on a local and a national level as well. So it's true, it's for every 16-year-old, for every election. I think it's communicated better. But I think everybody is setting up communication campaigns and reaching out to new young people through maybe communication channels that we haven't used before. So I think we are really reaching those young people in getting to vote. Like, for example, we are going to use all the input from the great debate and communicate it in public space, so young people waiting for a bus or going to school are really confronted with what young people are saying or what young people think about a certain topic, and then with an urge for them to go vote. So I think that will work as well. I maybe want to add as well that we also need to learn to have fun. I think when we are talking about participation and elections and getting people to vote, we always come to conferences, assemblies, but like we have a youth group in Ghent who put the housing situation on the political agenda through organizing nightlife parties where they inform young people about housing situation and how you can use your signature to give an impulse to the city council. So I think use culture and use nightlife and use poetry to start up participation, and let's keep it fun as well.
Thank you, Céline de Koninck. You are project leader of Ghent European Youth Capital. Thank you for taking the time to answer my question.
Euradio vous a présenté l'invité de la rédaction. Retrouvez les podcasts de la rédaction dès maintenant sur euradio.fr.